This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Judges from across the state are meeting in Central Arkansas to talk about a shortage of money in a fund that used to help cover court costs. Officials call for a special meeting of the Judicial Council for today to discuss declining revenue in the administration of Justice Fund. The Department of Finance and Administration says an 18% spending cut is necessary to make up the difference. That could potentially mean layoffs or other drastic cuts to the state's judicial branch. A federal judge came down hard on two Rogers men in separate child pornography cases. A U.S. District judge sentenced Brandon Davis to 40 years in prison for production of child pornography and possessing a cell phone that contained child pornography. The judge also sentenced Joel Church to 5 years for possession of child pornography. Independence County deputies were called this week to Onstead Lane on Jamestown Road to a possible suicide. Authorities checked the former Nathan Onstead residence, then the nearby woods, where they found 27-year-old Jesse Lee Foster, whose last listed residence was 1255 Lumber Road. Authorities say Foster was hanging from a tree with what appeared to be an extension cord around his neck. Deputy Michael Darr said he also observed a plastic bag containing white pills along with the plastic container on the ground close to Foster. Deputy Darr said a statement was also taken from Brandy L. DeHart, who made the initial call to police. DeHart told the deputy that Foster was her boyfriend for the last 5 years, and the two had just recently split. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said the Criminal Investigation Division is investigating the incident, but it appears at this time the cause of death was self-inflicted. The Sulphur Rock, Arkansas High School Class of 2001 has announced plans for their 10-year reunion this weekend. All classmates have been invited to attend a dinner at Josie's Steakhouse tonight at 7. A family picnic is scheduled for tomorrow at Riverside Park. Those planning on attending have been asked to contact Aaron Jones Berry at 501-593-8283. At least one person in the state has fallen ill due to nationwide outbreak of listeria in cantaloupe. So far, the outbreak has caused at least 72 illnesses, including up to 16 deaths. In fact, it's the deadliest food outbreak in the U.S. in more than a decade. The health department reports that the person who has fallen sick in the state is considered to be a high risk. Consumers who have purchased whole cantaloupes from Jensen Farms in Colorado are being asked to throw them away. And the Arkansas Health Department says the state is also experiencing an unusual number of rabies cases in animals. The agency said earlier this week that skunks are the main source of the infection this year, though rabid bats are also a concern. There have been 26 cases of the virus in skunks in Sebastian County alone. That's the Fort Smith area. Statewide, 50 cases, 44 of them in skunks, 6 were in bats. Health officials say pet owners should have their animals vaccinated, and anyone seeing a skunk during the day, particularly if it's unsteady on its feet, should steer clear. The deadly virus is transmittable to humans by a bite from an infected animal.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.